The second interview conducted prior to our roundtable was with cardiologist Dr. Sharon Hunt, who gave a provocative discussion on the issue of breast cancer in the heart at the June 2007 ASCO meeting. I asked Dr. Hunt to summarize the key points from this presentation, and she began by commenting on the long-term cardiac safety issues with trastuzumab.
I think the main message was that the cardiotoxicity that has been detected and documented in the especially adjuvant trials with trastuzumab may just be the tip of the iceberg in terms of the natural history of that toxicity. The 5-year follow-up, which was, of course, presented there in Chicago, was encouraging in that there wasn't a burgeoning amount of cardiotoxicity seen. But the message was mainly that the doctors taking care of these women longer term need to be aware that having been through that course of trastuzumab as well as anthracyclines may well make these women at higher risk later in life for developing cardiac dysfunction.
And you are one of the authors on a paper that's just been published in the Journal of Clinical Oncology, Trastuzumab-Related Cardiotoxicity, calling into question the concept of reversibility, which is what you were just mentioning. But when you talk about that issue in the adjuvant setting with trastuzumab, how much of this is related to the anthracycline trastuzumab, and how much is trastuzumab alone? And for example, what should we maybe expect from the non-anthracycline chemo-trastuzumab combinations like TCH?
Well, that's a very good question. And I think from the data that's available so far from those trials, it appears that trastuzumab without anthracyclines has a much lower incidence of evident cardiotoxicity, at least at the 3- and 5-year follow-ups. Whether later in life, as the natural history of the toxicity plays out, that will continue to be the case, we obviously don't know. But it seems in the trials with the 3- and 5-year follow-up that it's the combination of anthracycline and trastuzumab.